You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A very warm welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to an 8-race card from Tipperary on Thursday evening. We kick things off there at 5:10. Remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio today for a whole host of action. We've got Tipperary, Sandown and Newcastle in the evening, and before that it's Haydock, Bangor and Chelmsford City, so plenty to enjoy today. But our focus is on the Irish action this evening, and joining myself, Sam Norris, as ever, is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Not bad at all.
Good, yes. Good stuff. What do you make of the Tipperary card tonight?
I think it's always interesting, isn't it, for punters when we get a split card, 4 flat races, 4 jumps. Our attention's not always centred around the same discipline. And, there's a good couple of races on either side of the cards, really. I do quite like the first 2 races to start off with, the 2 5 furlong sprints. The 2-year-old race is an interesting one. Goes without saying the handicap's a good one as well. Albeit the races are a little bit more larger in quantity later on in the card, there does look a couple of opportunities there as well. So, yeah, we're quite confident of doing okay there tonight.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into the action then. We begin with race number 1, which comes up at 5:10. This is a 5 furlong maiden, and Imagine If is the 5-4 favourite, well supported this morning. Pedestal is 3-1. 11-2 for Sebastian Back. Glenamoy Lad is 8-1 along with Justice Frederick. Stormcutter 16s, and it's 33s bar those. Easy to see why punters have come for Imagine If, Andy. Shaped well on debut, and Joe Lyons has his 2-year-olds in excellent nick this year.
Yeah, he does. He's got a couple of really nice types, most notably Psychedelic Funk and King Electric, who both won in impressive fashion. And I'm pretty sure both of those two will be Royal Ascot bound. Whether this one can join them on the boat over is obviously up to the question. It all depends what he does tonight. But he certainly started off his career in the brightest possible fashion. Even though he didn't win, he still ran a very commendable race behind a horse of Paddy Prendergast's, who'd got the previous experience called Calendar. And that looked a decent race at the County Kildare venue a few weeks ago. The fact that he was well-backed and sent off joint favourite suggested that he was well-regarded and expected to show up prominently. And he certainly did that. He started him very nicely in the latter stages without being unduly punished, but it was just his track craft, if you like, in the latter stages which let him down. He got the better of Sebastian Bach, who reopposes tonight and obviously is very prominent in the betting. And I'd expect him to beat Michael O'Callaghan's charge again. Therefore, the two main dangers could possibly turn out to be the Aidan O'Brien pair, Pedestal and Justice Frederick. And even though Pedestal was a little bit disappointing the other day, the ground was very soft at the Curragh and he might well improve. So plenty of interest in the first race. I do like these 2-year-old races in Ireland. They seem a good bunch this season. And hopefully Imagine If, who shaped well, as I said, on debut, he's good enough to come through with flying colours second time around.
Imagine If gets the vote then in the 5:10. Race number 2 comes up at 5:40. A 5 furlong handicap for us this time, where the market has joint favourites this morning in the shape of Anonymous Lady and Lady Mega, both 3-1. It's 13-2 about Tyler E. Wonder. Chicklet is 8-1. It's 8-1 for Shanghai Beauty. Austinia is 9-1, and it's 10s or bigger the rest. What do you like in this one, Andy?
Yeah, a lot of the punters seem to be concentrating on Adrian Keighley's Anonymous Lady, who obviously comes in here in great form, following a couple of wins recently. Hoated Air, having run well at Dundalk the time before, sure to go well. But I do quite like another one who's been playing its trade on the all-weather surface throughout the winter, and that's Lady Mega. She managed to win 3 starts ago back in April, when she quickened up quite nicely to beat a horse I quite like called Go Kart. Anonymous Lady was well back in the pack that day. And subsequent runs, 5th in at the same venue and at Navan the other day in a 0-100 handicap, suggests that this filly or mare is retaining her form in pretty consistent fashion. I think that was a really good race of the day she was involved in. Obviously, it contained the likes of Ard Humi, who's gone on to win subsequently at Cork the other day, and my old friend In Salutem, who didn't exactly lose the form down with another excellent run at the Curragh on Saturday. So, you know, when you're dialing in at the very top table of the sprinters in Ireland, you've always got to be very, very considered in a race of this nature. I do like Edwin's line in sprinters as a rule, and I'm not going to desert her on this occasion. Plus the fact that she's a course and distance winner as well. All bodes well for her chances tonight. So, Lady Mega, round about the 7-2, 3-1 mark this morning. Makes quite a bit of appeal there in the 5:40.
OK, Lady Mega it is in the 5:40. Then next up, we go to the 6:10. This is another maiden over a mile and a half this time. Monocle is the 5-4 favourite for this one this morning. Ayatara is 6-4. 8-1 for Nelson Road. Lazio is 10-1. It's 14s or bigger prices for the rest. All four of these market principles, Andy, have seen support this morning.
Yeah, I think that's probably largely due to the fact that English Pale's a non-runner, and I think the market's just been shuffled around a little bit. It's hard to split Monocle and Ayatara, who, of course, both ran at Wexford on the 7th of May. The only problem with Wexford is that because, obviously, the track configuration's changed now to an anti-clockwise one, I haven't got any speed figures for that track. There's no racecourse averages, so I haven't got any idea or any clue about what the capabilities or what they achieved on that respective day. All I do know is they absolutely bucketed down the rain, and the going changed quite dramatically. So Ayatara had the luxury of running on good ground, whereas Monocle, who raced later on the card, ran on yielding ground. So it was obviously a varied different surface. I can't even judge them on their sectional times because it makes no point. One was obviously running on much slower ground. So this is a real coin tosser. I would probably go with Ayatara just based on the fact that I think she needs further than the distances she's been running over so far. She just seems to be getting outpaced and then running on quite lucidly late on in the race. And like I say, just judged on her run style and my feel and impression for her, I'm hoping tonight's mile and a half will bring out the best in her. But like I say, I haven't got a particularly strong view either way.
OK, tentative vote then for Ayatara in the 6:10. We go to the 6:45 now, race number four, the final one on the level. This is a mile and a half handicap, where the market this morning is headed by Synopsis at 4-1. 9-2 for Red House Hill. What's the Plot is 6-1. Here for the Crack, 7-1. 7-1 Lady Giselle. Zebek is 8-1. And it's 11s at bar those. A hot-looking handicap here, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. I think that race down in Roscommon the other day, which was won by Synopsis, could throw up the winner here. Maybe with the winner again, but probably more... probably more obviously, well, the fifth horse, Red House Hill, who was hugely unlucky on that particular evening, was just making what looked a decisive move going down to the final furlong when, unfortunately, the door got slammed in his face and obviously the momentum was checked. Once out in the clear again, Charles Burns' charge finished off his race so well, certainly suggested that he would have taken a hand in the finish. And as we've already seen, that form has worked out really well. Subsequently, the third horse, Dior, finished a very creditable second at the Curragh the other day against a very well handicapped horse. So on that basis and on the evidence of what we saw there, I'd certainly make Red House Hill my number one choice. Another one to consider is Here's for the Crack, horse who also ran well on its last start in a race which is beginning to work out well. The horses it sandwiched the other day at Leopardstown, Alvina and Repeater, fought out a whirlwind finish at the Curragh on Sunday, so that form's obviously been boosted. And considering the ground was on the heavy side that day, which wouldn't have suited David Budd's charge, it was a much more praiseworthy effort than at first thought. This horse wants a decent surface, and tonight, by the looks of it, looking at the weather radar patterns, there's not going to be too much rain over in Tipperary tonight. So Here for the Crack has certainly got his ground conditions in his favour for once in this 6:45 tonight. So two against the field there are the unlucky Red House Hill at Roscommon last time out, and Here for the Crack has got his ground again.
And his thoughts then in the 6:45. We go ahead to the 7:15. Now the first of the jumping races this evening at Tipperary. This is Division 1 of 8 2-mile maiden hurdle. Heartbreak City is the 4-6 favourite here. 130 about My Fitz Jack. Antimatter is 8-1. 9-1 for Ain't Done Yet. He's Our Robin is 10-1. It's 12s or bigger than the rest. Time to get the jumping head on now, Andy. And if the market is to be believed, there's a very obvious one to concentrate on here.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this is an absolute shocking maiden hurdle by anyone's standards. I mean, you can't really look beyond Heartbreak City here, albeit you won't exactly be having your last £6 to win four. But, you know, his form on the flat recently has been more than good enough to win a race like this. It's just whether he can replicate that back to hurdles. He's probably got the best form out of hurdles anyway, in all fairness. So the combination of the two make him a fairly irresistible force at odds on. I think he's a bit of a bridle horse myself, and that's sometimes why I don't think he He's been doing as well over hurdles than he has done on the flat. He absolutely cantered home at Cork two starts ago when he destroyed a field in very, very easy fashion. I think he won by about 15, 20 lengths that day. And off the back of that, he was sent off a relatively shortish price for the Chester Cup, where he never factored at all and finished last but one. So it just goes to show he's a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde character, this fella. Hence the fact that I wouldn't advise you to be absolutely piling on him. It's just whether he's in that kind of form he was two starts ago. His latest run over hurdles, when he finished third behind Gutsy, Rocky and Draco, would certainly also be good enough to win a race this nature anyway. So I just haven't got anything against him. It's just one of those races where I've got to just go with the obvious one, and Heartbreak City is that.
Heartbreak City then for Andy, rather by default in that opening division of the Maiden Hurdle. We go to Division 2 now, coming up at 7.50. And this one is headed by Stuckadore this morning at 13-8. Beaumont is 7-4. 4-1 about Weather Watch. All the Jays 7-1. 10-1 for Danaela, and bigger prices for the rest of them. That looks a little bit more meat on the bones of this race, Andy.
Yeah, but the front two in the market are just horses I just couldn't trust or couldn't touch with counterfeit money, to be honest. I mean, they couldn't have been found in easy opportunity, let's face it. Stuckadore and Beaumont, they've both got form in the book to suggest they could easily win a race like this, but I just couldn't have anything to do with them at the prices. Stuckadore, I mean, he's just had unteams opportunities, and I'm not absolutely convinced he's a true stayer. And I just couldn't back him at 6-4. Beaumont, I mean, goodness me, I put this horse up last time out at Fairy House, and he ran even worse than he did the time before. I mean, you look at his first run under rules when he finished second to Don't Touch It. It was a Grade 1 winner. I mean, you're thinking, what on earth is wrong with this horse almost? He's rated 116. He could run in handicaps, but obviously Willie Mullins is persevering with him in Maiden Hurdles. He's just another horse I just couldn't have anything to do with. So I'm only really left with the one horse here to put up, and that's Weather Watch. Now, we can obviously back this horse each way, who's available to back around about 4-1 this morning. It's hard to see this horse not finishing the frame here. You can forget his last run at Fairy House. The ground was absolutely bottomless. It was over 2.5 miles. And the combination of those two factors made sure that he didn't run his race whatsoever. But you go back to his first two runs over Timber, and he would definitely have a major, major chance here of certainly being competitive. Albeit he got beat at Garran back in October. That wasn't a bad run on decent ground behind Foos Island. And with the Jessica Harrington team absolutely on fire at the moment, with the ground conditions in his favour, with the front two and the betting both looking as if they've got glass chins, it wouldn't surprise me if Weather Watch was to have his night tonight. So he's a really good each-way bet there.
Weather Watch then in the 7.50, the choice of Andy. The penultimate race on the card tonight then at Tipperary comes up at 8.25. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, where Call Me PJ is the 5-1 favourite for this. 6-1 about Kinissi Castle. Lake Takapuna is 13-2. 9-1 for Buck Dancing. Plain Talking is 10-1. It's 11s or bigger for the rest of them. What interests you in this race, Andy?
Yeah, a couple that catch the eye here. You'd certainly have to put Call Me PJ high up on your shortlist following a very unlucky run the other night at Kilbeggan in what turned out to be a very strongly run race. He was going for a run in between the second last and the last, where the sort of like the bend is in its sharpest arc. And unfortunately, the horse got cut off at the pass when he was trying to go for a daring run at the inside. He got shuffled back 4 or 5 lengths, and his winning chance was over. But given the fact that he finished so strongly into third and was closing at the line, he only got beat a length in the end, you'd have to mark him up as a very, very unfortunate loser. He gets a chance to make amends tonight. And obviously, you could almost go as far as to say he's a winner without a penalty here. Plus the fact that he's got a decent conditional to take 7 off. He's clearly a horse that you should consider. And the other one to mention here is Pilgrim Way, a horse, as you can see by his form figures, he's very, very consistent. First time, actually, last time out when he was out the frame, but that was over 3 miles, a distance for me that just really stretches his stamina. And it wouldn't surprise me that he was much more competitive here tonight, over 2.5 miles. Certainly that was the general overall feeling I've got with him. And the fact that his career victory at Navan was over 2.6 miles certainly suggests that as well. He's got a good record here at Tipperary as well. He's finished second. Actually finished second the time after he won. He also finished fourth and sixth respectively on his two other runs. So he's got plenty in his favour tonight. He's a strong traveller. And for those that are looking for double figure odds on a horse, I'm pretty sure he'll run his race. Pilgrim Way fits that bill to a nicety. So the two against the field there would be Call Me PJ and the each way horse Pilgrim Way.
couple for Andy to think about then in that 8:25. The final race on Tipperary's card tonight then comes up at 8:55. This is a mare's bumper over 2 miles, where Toast heads the betting at 2-1 this morning, ahead of KTP at 5-1. 6 is about Glendine River. The Green Lady is 13-2. 8-1 Miss Eyecatcher. Innocent Verdict at 9s, and it's double figure quotes for the rest of them. What interests you in this mare's bumper, Andy?
Well, it has to be the favourite here, to be honest, Toast. It's quite odd in many respects. It's not really something that I'm too familiar with. William Mullins running a winner of a bumper in a race of this nature after such a victory. I thought perhaps he would have put away to next year, but he's decided to persevere with it. Obviously, he's keen to keep her going on the decent ground. He recognises that she probably wants a good surface. The fact that he's willing to run under a penalty as well is another positive. I really liked her attitude the other day at Tremor more than anything else. She was obviously well fancied in the market, as most William Mullins horses are. But she had every right to chuck it in that day, because the second Inch Queen High really put down a stern examination for this mare in the latter stages. But she fended that horse off pretty well. I like the fact that Glendine River is a very consistent horse, who's well beaten back in fourth and gives the race a nice solid look to it. So I think Toast is definitely the one to beat here. KTP would obviously be the other one high up on the shortlist, having run well in a good Cheltenham bumper the other day. And the fact that it was 11-4 favourite, back from 5-1, suggested that she's a very highly regarded horse in that particular stable. So she's likely to be shortlist material for many. But Toast, yeah, it's hard to get away from her claims following that win at Tremor the other day.
Toast gets the vote in the last then for Andy. Just remind us, please, one more time, your 8 selections for the action today at Tipperary.
Certainly, Sam. Yes, first race, my best bet on the card is Imagine If from the Inform Ger Lion stable. Lady Mega, course and distance winner, good run last time out, and a much better race than this, gets the vote in the 5:40. No real strong opinion in the 6:10, but my coin fell down on the side of Aratara. In the 6:45, two against the field there, Red House Hill and Here for the Crack. Heartbreak City, and what would be heartbreak for many punters if this horse doesn't manage to win here tonight. Hopefully he gets his opportunity, his form figures suggest. In the 7:50, Weather Watch looks the obvious each-way poke against the two dodgy-looking ones ahead of him in the betting in that main hurdle. Pilgrim Way looks a really good each-way bet in the 8:25. Call Me PJ would be the other one to consider. And in the final race, William Mullins hopefully shouldn't go home empty-handed again with Toast doing duty for him in the 8:55.
Lovely stuff. There we are then. Thoughts of our resident Irish experts, Andy Holding, ahead of the action this evening at Tipperary. And remember, you can tune into William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. to hear all of the action live as it happens. It's Haydock Bangor and Chelmsford in the afternoon, with Newcastle, Sandown and Tipperary in the evening. So be sure to join us for all of that. Thank you very much for that, Andy, and best of luck this evening at Tipperary.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.